Insecurity can really damage the mental and emotional well-being of our young people today, causing them to act out in various ways. But there is an answer that will allow our youth to live a life feeling secure in knowing who they are. We'll look at the topic of insecurity next on Engaging Today's Teens. Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. Matt has been working with teens for over two decades, and now he's raising his own. So let's join him on this journey and learn how to engage today's young people. Now, Matt, study after study that I've seen shows that nearly all young people deal with the feelings of insecurity in their lives, and you work with them every day. So how do you see insecurity impact young people?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Insecurity has always been an issue for teens, and it's played itself out in different ways. Sometimes kids deal with insecurity by acting out, by trying to get attention. Some kids dress in unique ways because of some of their insecurities.
Right.
I've seen that in my life. As a matter of fact, so I was at my son's middle school graduation a few weeks ago. And as we were there, I was seeing, you know, kids come across the stage and get their little certificate.
Right.
As well as a few other awards. It was fun to see them. But I noticed we live in a place where masks have not been required for a long time.
Right.
But I noticed that there was a group of, not even necessarily a group, but there was a number of individuals that were wearing masks and have continued to do so. And I know that I recognize that some cases that is a medical choice, right?
Right, right.
But as I examined the majority of the kids that were wearing masks, I really began to just believe, based on some of their other clothing, some of the way they presented themselves and walked across their stage, that at least in some of their instances, mask was a sign of insecurity.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a sign of hiding yourself, of not revealing yourself to the whole student body.
Yeah.
And so I saw this just kind of front and center, especially in a number of girls, where masks were being worn as a cover-up, as a part of their insecurity. I mean, yeah, I even asked a girl that's been involved in our program, we asked her, hey, why do you have a mask on all the time, but it's never like over your nose, like, why do you wear it? And she said, it's because it covers up my double chin. You know, and so this, and she always has it mostly around her chin or around her neck. And so I guess I've seen even some use of masks among teens as a sign of insecurity.
And there's a lot of causes for insecurity.
Yep.
Like in the one you just, you know, shared, her appearance. I saw a stat the other day that talked about several different insecurity areas for young people: being alone, feeling rejected, not being part of the popular crowd, and mm-hmm. they become insecure who they are, their looks, like you had just mentioned, and not feeling good enough for their peers and for their parents. And then how do they deal with that and how do they act out is kind of the question.
Yeah. And so a lot of times, like I said, over the years, and we're seeing that now, people look for that validation, for that acceptance in other places. And so insecurity is an issue, especially that middle school girls really struggle with. You know, it's true of boys as well, and it's true of people of all different ages, but I just really see it big time in teens. And so here's a couple of kind of warning signs to look for if you're working with a teen to see if they're struggling with insecurity. Number one, I would take a look at some of their social media. What are they posting? Are they trying to draw attention to themselves? Because trying to draw attention to yourself can be a warning sign, I guess you'd say, of insecurity. Perhaps what words are they using? You know, a lot of times bullies are insecure, and the way they get their value, the way they determine where they stand, is by the way they talk to people. And so words are another way that we as adults in the lives of teens can look for insecurity in our teens. And finally, as I mentioned a little bit ago, you know, the way you dress, you know, not always true, but some kids deal with insecurity by trying to draw attention to themselves in the way they dress. Another girl at the graduation I was at was, I mean, was dressed like a cat, you know, had cat ears and a cat tail and a, like a perfect poofy skirt that looked like a cat. And so she was clearly drawing. Part of it was really trying to draw attention to yourself, themselves. And so as you're looking at the teens in your life, pay attention. Are they trying to draw attention themselves in their words, in their dress, and their use of social media? So there's just a couple little warning signs you might look for if you're wondering if your kid's struggling with insecurity.
Yeah. Well, what are some then immediate steps that we can take as parents or guardians then to help our young people become more secure if we're noticing these signs creeping up?
Yeah, so in the ministry that I'm involved of, we've seen especially girls make some changes from insecurity to really standing firmly on a foundation of specifically of Christ. We're obviously a faith-based organization. And so a couple things. One is there's a few messages you might want to share with kids. You ask them some questions. I think you'll find that some teens believe that they were a mistake and that they have a very low opinion of themselves. And so some ways we can address those issues is, one is we need to tell them and point out clearly that everyone has a seat at the table. Every life has value and worth. We can see through the Bible, through this kind of this God's word, this massive book that's been collected over the years, and identify verses that really point to the fact that we are created in God's image, every single one of us, individually. And so I think one of the things we have experienced in our ministry is that if we teach kids to address and confront those thoughts with the thoughts from God, that they can really move from insecurity to security.
And we need to hear that often in our lives, even us as adults.
Absolutely.
Especially for our kids, those affirmations of who we are. And that's the reason why we're told in Scripture to think about things that are good and noble and right, because it builds us up rather than tear us down.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to post in the podcast notes today, I'm going to post a link to a document. It's a document that's got a number of Bible verses. It's called I Am Who He Says I Am. And in there, you'll find verses that you or you can use with your teens to remind you that you are beautiful, you are unique, you're loved, you're special, you're created with a purpose. All these things are addressed in the Bible. And so I want you to, if you're looking for a way to talk about this with your teen, perhaps print this off. Choose one of the verses, encourage them to write it in a prominent place, perhaps on the mirror where you're doing your hair, your makeup, and getting ready for the day. Memorize it, put it in front of you, put it as a screenshot on your phone. And I believe, and I've experienced in myself, that when I have a negative attitude or thinking in my mind, that when I address it and address it directly through the word of God, that my mind can be changed.
Yeah, my heart
can be changed.
It's so good. And to have it in front of you, we always encouraged our kids, our son and our daughter, as they were growing up, to do the same thing. So they had Scripture, you know, and as they started to drive, they would have it in their car. They would have it on their, you know, notebooks that they have, like you said, in the mirror in their bathroom. Such a great way and a great tool, simple tool, to continue to remind us of who we are, whose we are.
Yep, absolutely. I've got a child as well that is really struggling with some thoughts right now. And when she tells us she's struggling, we say, okay, is that true?
Right.
How do we know that's true?
Yep.
Let's think about a Bible verse that shows that that's not true. She struggled with some negative thinking. And so, anyways, I would really encourage, we all know insecurity has been an issue for teens for decades.
Yep.
I've experienced, you'd experience, some people experience it for a short amount of time. Some people experience it for a long amount of times. But as parents, and as adults in the lives of teen, we want to encourage them and lift them up and remind them that they are unique, that they are the way they are on purpose, that they are not an accident. And one of the ways we can do that is by helping to present the word of God before them and encourage them to keep that in front of them as they go throughout their lives.
So good. All right, let's jump into one of the popular areas of our podcast, because I've been hearing it from people. They're always like, hey, Doug, what's the slang of the day? What's today's slang of the day?
Today's slang of the day is send it. All right, so here's I was actually snow skiing this spring with my son, and we were on the lift, and there was some boarders at the top of the run, and they're like, I don't know, should we do it? And the girl yells, send it. And they all went over the edge, you know, and went after it. And so send it is kind of a sort of a knowing, it's encouraging somebody to take a willful, high risk course of action.
Good.
So send it.
All right, let's send it. Well, Matt, thank you so much for this. Great insight again today in the area of insecurity. And like Matt said, I would encourage you all to go check out the podcast notes and download the document for Scripture to really encourage us along the way. Well, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization serving over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about their life-changing ministries, go to yfclincoln.org. Again, that's yfclincoln.org. And don't forget to click subscribe to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time.